Chris and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
Now let's see if these buttons still work. Hey, good morning. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Hi, Kelly K.
Hello.
It's first day back after a week-long vacation, so it's always, couple minutes just to get our bearings in order and everything.
A couple months. Listen, sure. I'm depressed. I'm going to be honest. I'm depressed that I'm not waking up and looking at the ocean.
Well, you know, hey, it's
the Gulf.
It's my daughter said it as we were getting ready to head home. She's like, you know what? I love going away, but I also like coming back. So I don't know.
I'm not there.
You're not there yet.
I'm not there.
All right. It's all good.
Real depressed. Like, I need a palm tree in my front yard. That would make me feel a little bit better.
Why don't you pull up a Google image search of palm tree?
I need an actual palm tree.
You can take a look at that.
In my front yard with a little sand around it. And then I might be okay.
Okay.
If we could move Louisville to the beach, that'd be great.
I mean, there is a riverfront.
Yeah, it's kind of not the same.
Just a couple blocks away.
Not the same.
Yeah, all right.
If Bahama Breeze would open back up.
That made me feel a little bit better.
Okay. It made me feel like I was on vacation.
All right. So, hey, welcome back. It's Monday, July 22nd, and we've got this week opportunities for you to get in on Shawn Mendes tickets. And not only that, but you get to touch him.
Snuggle up to him?
Yeah.
Really? There's a meet and greet happening?
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome.
With Mr. Mendes.
Do you need someone to facilitate that?
Yeah.
Volunteer for the job.
All right. I'll sacrifice my body. That's cool. Yeah, WDJX.com, part of your DJX All Access Summer. Man, we've got a lot of stories to get to on the show. Everything from meth gators happening. Surprisingly, that's not in Florida.
I'm really shocked at that.
I know. A woman's unusual wedding plans. When I say unusual, you don't even see this coming.
No. But is that a love story?
And here's the thing. There is an update on the big Area 51 raid, because this kind of all went down as we were headed to vacation. And I don't know. Are you up to date on this whole Area 51?
I'm kind of ignoring it.
Okay, well.
Because it's not like Area 51 is a new thing. Are we just now discovering it? I'm confused.
No.
As to why the new hype.
Okay, I'll fill you in, Kelly.
Okay, I was immersed in the 50th anniversary of the moon landing, though. I was all celebrating all that.
That was pretty cool.
And
for sure.
Somebody loaded up on YouTube a performance where I got to serenade Neil Armstrong, first man on the moon, in my college days. And I was like, oh, wow, there I am at the minute 40 mark.
Wow.
Yeah, it wasn't the performance where I accidentally ended up... Nope, it wasn't that one. That was not it.
This was not your serenade?
That was not the serenade.
Of Neil Armstrong?
Yep. And Gene right. Cernan. No. Mm-hmm. No. However, and it wasn't the one where I ended up like second face with him accidentally. But it was another one. I was like, oh, yeah, it was more than once where I serenaded Mr. Neil Armstrong. So
look at that.
It's up on Facebook if you want to see it.
Ah, very nice. Are we going to get some audio of that?
No, I don't think we need to.
I think we need to. Are you going to grab some audio?
It's not a solo. I'll say that. It's not a solo.
Oh, so we don't.
Not necessary.
We don't get the.
We don't get
the full Kelly K effect.
We're not even going to say Christmas in July, so you can't. You can't play that for that either.
Yeah, that's in 3 days, by the way.
It's not. We're not celebrating.
Okay.
That's a lot.
We'll figure everything out.
It is a lot.
Setting the bar coming up here in just a few minutes.
The information we have in front of it's like a book.
Yeah, we have a book.
That's how much. It's a book.
There is a lot.
It's a lot.
That is. And I promise that nobody's gonna love you like me. Taylor Swift, 99.7 DJX. You hear the news that she's joining Cats, the movie?
Well, not just joining
She is a cat.
The trailer's out. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
It's creepy. It's creepy.
Idris Elba is like some... There are going to be people that have like weird fantasies about Idris Elba as a cat.
Well, and James Corden, Judi Dench, Ian McKellen, Jennifer Hudson. It's a huge cast and it's weird.
So Cats, if you don't know,
I don't know.
A musical on Broadway.
No, I knew that.
It was like a record.
What's the plot?
On Broadway for literally like 20 years. And now it's a movie it's being made into a movie that has all sorts of people in it.
And so, and there's already controversy because the lead cat, the white cat, people are mad because they think she looks nothing like what she does in real life, though everyone else does. Okay. Saying that she's been whitewashed.
I mean, they're cats.
Right. But people like to be angry about things. And so then, but if I'm looking at the trailer and I'm trying to figure out the plot, if I know nothing about cats as I don't, is it like the white cat might get a chance at living in a fancy house? Is that what it is?
Kelly, do I look like a person who has gone and seen Cats the musical?
I don't know. I have not a clue. Why is this a thing? It looks weird creepy, and I don't understand.
All I know is that Taylor Swift was... She
plays a sassy cat from what I gather.
She does, and she was all about like... announcement about cats, and everybody was thinking that it was about one of her three cats that she has.
No, she is a cat.
She is actually a cat.
It's now come full circle, I think, because I feel like she's always wanted to be a cat, and now she gets to be.
So there you go. All right. Okay. The trailer, I'm assuming we got it on our website.
I don't even know either.
WDJX.com. We'll let you look for it. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, setting the bar, small examples of what not to do, okay? So if you can manage to make it through the day without discovering your father-in-law is a nudist when you get home from dinner with your husband, you're doing okay. So, you know, this is kind of a thing that happened on Reddit, right? So it's the story of Steph and her husband. Mm-hmm. So here, the key to this is not, I think, in my humble opinion... The key to this is not the father-in-law who is the nudist.
It's not?
Nope.
What would be the key?
The key to this is the husband not telling Steph that his dad is a nudist.
Okay. I see that.
Give the wife a little forewarning before you come home for dinner to discover that, oh, dad's walking around naked, not going to cover up because... It's his house. He doesn't need to.
Exactly. His house, his rules.
That's right.
And you know, Steph did try to have a little conversation with the husband. And mm-hmm. she's all like, hey, kind of think it's a little disrespectful.
And he walk just around said,
with,
well.
With your bits all hanging out. And he's like, yeah, it's just normal for him.
That's dad. It's dad.
That's dad.
YOLO. So, again, I don't think that the issue here is the nude father-in-law.
But it is.
I think it's the husband.
It is a little, though, because then when Steph did try to have the conversation with the father-in-law, like, hey, do you think maybe when we're here, you could cover up a little? It started an argument because he's all like, nope.
Yeah, don't. He was belligerent about it. Don't tell me how to live my life. That's right. So, again, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without discovering your father-in-law is a nudist.
Oh, God, I have pictures in my head. I have pictures.
I mean, I have been caught by my father-in-law when I was naked.
Uh-huh. You've been caught by many people when you were naked.
But
strangers alike.
But I am not a nudist, so...
No.
Yeah, and nor is he.
All of the instances, people might think otherwise.
Sure, well, there's that.
Especially on Tuesdays.
That is setting the bar on DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7, DJX, 75 outside, according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team. It's going to be cooler today. High 79. So 81 tomorrow as your high, just mid-80s on Wednesday. So a little bit cooler this week after the unbearably hot few days and week we've had here in Louisville. So enjoy the cool off, I guess, according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team there on 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good. Do them every single hour. Brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com. Kelly Key.
Can we mention once again that Keanu Reeves is one of the coolest dudes in Hollywood?
Yeah, he's kind of taken that internet crown of as of late.
Oh, absolutely. He's done a lot of different instances. I mean, a while ago we heard when his flight got canceled, he jumps in a van with a bunch of other passengers from the plane and rides the rest of the way with them and all that kind of stuff. So he is in Louisiana. They're filming Bill and Ted Face the Music.
Okay.
The next Bill and Ted's excellent adventure, right? So he's on his way to the set when he's passing by this sign in a yard that said, "You're breathtaking." And that was a clear nod to a viral moment that happened last month when he said those words to the crowd at the E3 video game conference, where it was unveiled. There's a video game that features his likeness and it looks exactly like him.
Okay.
So he took notice of it. A couple of other people had stopped and taken pictures. But according to the post that the homeowner put out there, said, wow, yesterday was a dream come true. We knew Keanu Reeves was filming up the street, so my son said we need to make a sign that says you're breathtaking. So we did. A few cars stopped, but then a car stopped, and there he was. He actually stopped. Oh, my heavens, is what they wrote. So there's a picture of him kind of signing, writing something on the actual sign, and then he poses for pictures with the homeowners.
Oh, that's very cool.
Just super cool.
Look at him.
Just love him.
Aw.
I just love him.
Oh, that's Keanu right there.
Keanu, you can come into the studio anytime you want if you happen to be in Louisville for any reason whatsoever.
Not right. Good.
And that you feel good.
All right. 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. So, to surprise of no one, The Lion King, number one movie over the weekend at the box office. Here's the thing. That, I mean, we knew that was going to be number one.
Sure.
But
mixed
I think,
reviews, though. We have to mention that. Mixed reviews.
Sure. But the big story is that Avatar went down.
Sure did.
Avatar went down as the 10-year reigning box office champion movie.
You knew it was going to happen. Do you have FOMO yet? Do you?
Oh,
do
because
you?
Of
do you? Because you haven't seen it.
Avengers Endgame?
You haven't seen it.
No, I haven't seen
Are you missing out?
No.
Fear of missing out. FOMO, do you have it? You should.
I don't.
You should.
I don't.
You should. Planet Earth has seen this movie multiple times and you haven't.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're all very, you're right. So Avatar has made $2.7 billion.
Yeah.
And Avengers Endgame just surpassed it by about 500,000. So there you go.
Yeah.
Avatar had a 10-year run.
Yep.
As the number one movie. I think Avatar beat Titanic. I think that was the movie that Avatar beat too.
Which that's James Cameron beating James Cameron. We should mention James Cameron, still kind of king of the world over there,
right,
isn't he?
Right. And Star Wars The Force Awakens was up there too, I believe. Yeah. But yeah, so there you go. The Avengers Endgame is now the reigning box office champion there.
Well, and then they just had San Diego Comic-Con and just rolled out like a ton new movies, including a new Thor
movie. Yeah, we'll have to kind of go down that here.
There's
next.
There's a lot.
All right, after NF, we'll get to that on 99.7 DJX. I'm so sorry, no. I'm sorry that I let you down. NF, 99.7 DJX, going to be coming to Louisville, Old Foresters, Paris Town Hall on the 26th of September, actually, on 99.7 DJX. So, as you said, yeah, Comic-Con there in San Diego was on Saturday, and Marvel dropped a whole ton.
Many nuggets.
Yeah, on us during Comic-Con.
And that's one of the biggest Comic-Cons I think they have. That's a magical one.
Yeah, in the United States, for sure, yeah. Yes. San Diego Comic-Con is something
It's a big deal.
Yeah, for sure. So, Scarlett Johansson... they were talking about her prequel solo Black Widow movie coming out on May 1st of next year. I mean, then,
which also stars David Harbour.
Okay,
that you would know as Hopper from Stranger Things.
Oh yeah, for sure. He's the police officer.
Yes,
yeah. And the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. That's coming.
That's a series. That's not a movie. It's a limited series coming to Disney Plus. A lot of these they've unveiled are going to be on their Disney Plus streaming service.
Yeah, we've already talked about the fact that all these different movies are going to have, and all these different companies
Every
are going to have their own streaming service. Yeah. Doctor Strange, that is coming in 2021. I mean, they're basically, you know how Disney kind of released their own like lineup for the next 7 years?
Uh-huh.
They were like, okay, Disney's like, all right, so here, plan everything. All you other movie companies, beware, because we've got all these movies coming out.
Yeah,
Marvel kind of did the same thing.
Well, Marvel is Disney now.
Marvel's going, okay, so here's our plan for the next several years.
Uh-huh.
Including a Black Panther 2,
sure.
A Captain Marvel 2, mm-hmm. A Guardians 3,
uh-huh.
A Thor. Yes,
Love
Thor.
And Thunder.
Yeah, for sure. So all that set to be released here in the next few years. Tom Hiddleston as Loki, And
yeah, Loki's getting his own like standalone deal, which is interesting because he's a villain, kind of. Yes, he's a villain.
Are you dropping spoilers on me?
You know this if you watch. Any
are you dropping spoilers
Avengers
on me?
Movie,
come on,
he's Thor's brother.
Come on, I may make it past Captain America.
You're really,
and I may need to know some of these things. So, anyways,
really painful.
Marvel. Dropping all sorts of information on the San Diego Comic-Con this past weekend.
But Hawkeye's getting a series premiere, fall of 2021. Jeremy Renner is going to be training Kate Bishop. So I don't know. It's weird that that they're doing series. And like the big stars from the movies are actually doing the series. It's interesting.
There you go.
It's interesting.
They need stuff to do.
It's interesting. They're bringing out the star power for the launch. Is what they're saying.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so there you go. That's your Marvel news. On it's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. Get to a text from Nate real quick.
Hey, Nate.
He says, went to the aquarium yesterday. I was looking at the seahorses. And then started thinking about your show. Seahorses are one of the only animals where the men have the babies.
What?
He goes on and says, I knew that, but what I didn't know.
I did not know that.
Was how you know, hashtag learning.
Oh, God.
Do we need to Google this real quick?
I don't know anything.
Wait, hang on.
Let me marinate the fact that I was right now years old when I learned that male seahorses were the ones that had the babies. That is so interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, animal kingdom.
Oh, wow. Okay. Seahorses mating.
Really?
So we go to YouTube for this, obviously, as we do all of our learning.
Oh, okay.
This 1.1 million views really can't be wrong. Should I just listen? Hang on a second. Should I just go and play
are you
the audio?
Trust it?
Just
are
go
you trust
play
it?
The audio. I mean, what
is this a trust exercise?
Okay, listen. If there's one thing that you've learned about us is that we learn alongside you.
We'll just dive in.
And we're going to dive in on this and hope the audio is good.
We're jumping without a net.
It just says seahorses mating, and it's got to be tasteful, right?
Well,
from the National Aquarium.
It looks very legit. There's music. They look like they're kissing.
Okay, hang on a second.
That is a large opening.
I don't know if I'm ready for this jazz type of music. From the National Aquarium's YouTube account.
I appreciate it.
All right.
This looks very tender.
Oh.
I mean, TBH.
Wow.
This looks very much like they are on a date.
Wait. What did he say there? I think you were talking over him. Hang on a second. What was he?
Bring your mate to the National Aquarium this February.
Bring your mate!
It's a Valentine's thing.
Oh, I get it!
They do look like they're making hearts.
Wow. Okay, yeah. It says, did you know the male seahorse becomes pregnant and delivers the baby seahorses?
Thank you.
Special couples package now available.
Okay, all right. That's fun.
Okay.
All right, so we learned a little bit about seahorses here this morning.
Did you see where things happen?
Yeah, that was a big hole.
That was a big hole.
Wow. Hashtag that was a big hole. Welcome to the show. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I just realized I texted a listener, that's a big hole, along with the video of the seahorses mating. Okay, so yeah, Nate had texted us and said, hey, went to the aquarium yesterday and I was looking at the seahorses. Then I started thinking about your show, which led us down the wormhole of seahorses mating. And so Jenny rolls in with some knowledge and says, there's an episode of Octonauts about seahorses and the male having the babies.
Oh,
watch
my God,
it.
Really?
All right.
I love that show.
Sure. All right, are we going to learn about the seahorse now?
Yes, we are.
Seahorses can't swim too well.
Check, check, check.
They cling to seaweed with their tails.
Check, okay.
Check. When they are in love, they change their color.
Oh, okay. When they're in love, we're getting somewhere now, Octonauts.
Okay.
All right.
Swirling round and round each other.
All right.
Seahorse babies sure are cool.
Okay.
Okay, seahorse babies are cool.
All right, they're cool. All they right. Kind of glossed over a little bit there.
Okay.
But Dad has the babies. That's the seahorse rule.
That's the rule. Dad has the babies. There you go.
Okay.
Wow. Break it down.
Dance break.
Go seahorse, go.
Go Seahorse! Go Seahorse! Wait, did they say go Seahorse?
Yes, they did.
Go Seahorse! Go Seahorse! Go Seahorse!
Wow.
Do you realize okay. By the way, our ratings came out. We're number one, and I appreciate that. And I don't understand how, when we're playing this stupid, we're literally playing Creature Report on the radio right now. We're stupid. This is a stupid, stupid show.
Listen, I've just learned.
Yeah, another text message says, "Yeah, Mama Seahorse gets pregnant, but transfers them to Daddy's pouch. He delivers over 1,000 babies at a time.
Wow."
And then once he delivers, Mama's ready to go again. Wow. Listen, I got to be honest when I say we don't do any research on this show. The only research we do is because of you guys. So,
yeah, no, you give us the tips and we just look it up on YouTube.
Just
that's about
the extent
of it.
That's all you do. That's all you do.
Go Seahorse! Go Seahorse! Go Seahorse!
Shoot.
But listen, can we go ahead and give the seahorse the award for the most romantic mating ritual in the animal kingdom? I mean, it looks very tender. They're face to face. It's all like, all like, hey, girl.
And
she's all like,
Mama's
hey,
like,
boy.
Hey, boy. How about,
take my eggs.
Hey, take my eggs. Take my eggs.
Go Seahorse. Go Seahorse. Go Seahorse.
My God. We learned together, friends, on 99.7. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. I just want you to know that ever since we learned about seahorse mating, Kelly's been in a wormhole that she can't recover from.
I have been on a journey for education. Did you know they court for 3 to 4 days? And it takes hours for them to line up to make the transfer?
Man, sounds like me. Stacy texts in and says, next time I'm having Nookie, I'm going to be chanting, go seahorse in my head.
Go Seahorse! Go Seahorse! Go Seahorse!
Jeez. The hell is wrong with us?
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
I mean...
Okay.
And to think we were going to talk about how you can find cash in Louisville and the meth gators.
No, who cares?
We're going to have to shift this around on our show a little bit.
I'm still marinating in the seahorse love.
Do we stay in the animal mating?
I can't...
Because I...
Maybe. Do you have more info? What's up? Where are we going?
Clarksville.
We're going to Clarksville?
Clarksville.
What's happening in Clarksville?
Yesterday.
Do we need mood music?
Oh.
Go Seahorse, go Seahorse, go Seahorse.
Is that her mood music now?
Go Seahorse, go Seahorse, go Seahorse.
What a weird Monday it is already.
Okay.
It's weird.
I mean, you kind of knew the first day back from vacation would either be a train wreck or this.
All of that.
It's all of it. Yeah. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. I don't know. Listen, you knew it was either going to take a long time for us to recover from having a few days off, or it was not. I'm not even sure what to describe this.
You're so slap happy.
But it is an experience. We were just spent the last probably 20 minutes discovering the seahorse.
Well, listen, let's blame Nate for that. Nate was the one that took us down that because he went to an aquarium and he thought of us. And Nate, we love you.
Go Seahorse! Go Seahorse! Go Seahorse!
And then Jenny... Throughout the Octonauts option there. Yeah, there's so much learning.
All right, to Clarksville we go, where let's just stay in the animal kingdom.
The Indiana Reptile Breeder Expo was in Clarksville.
Hang on a second. Did she say breeder expo?
What?
There's an expo for breeding?
Listen, LKY, you're going to have to give us a warning before you go ahead and drop this sort of information on us.
It's a once-a-month event that gives people the chance to learn more about reptiles, play with them, and buy them if they want.
Okay, wait.
Okay.
Hang on a second.
This
but
happens
where's,
once a month?
Yeah, but where's the breeding come in on this? Because I feel like with that description, we're going to see some stuff.
All of the breeders are there to answer any questions people have about the creatures.
Okay, so
people that breed the animals is really what we're talking about here.
Okay.
But when they say
Indiana
Expo,
Reptile Breeder Expo.
I had thoughts.
We all had thoughts.
I had thoughts.
All right, hang on a second.
I had thoughts that they just, play a bunch of, love songs and set the mood, light some candles, yes, for the animals, and just let them go to town. I don't understand. I was confused.
Be like, Let's introduce your boa constrictor to my iguana. And we'll see them make sweet, passionate love.
I don't think that happens like that.
At the Clarksville.
The Breeders Expo?
At the
Expo?
Clarksville, Indiana Reptile Breeder Expo.
Okay.
I mean, it should. Hey.
Yeah. Just a little idea to throw in the suggestion box.
Have the back room, you know.
The back room.
You have the normal area for you answer any questions, you know, but then you've got the back room.
The 18 and over room.
Hang on a second.
Wait.
You got the back room where it's...
Step inside. Walk this way. You and me, babe. Hey, hey.
We walked into the back room, the Clarksville, Indiana Reptile Breeders Expo. Kids over 18 only. All right.
Wow.
All right. We're stupid.
Oh, wow.
So there you go.
Clearly something we need to check out.
Yeah. If it happens every month, then it's back next month.
Make an appointment.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. We're sneaking up on Shawn Mendes coming to Louisville on August 3rd. We've got an opportunity for you to meet him up on the website right now, part of our DJX All Access Summer. 99.7 DJX. Go to WDJX.com.
That just got amped up a couple notches, didn't it?
Yeah.
You just said it so casually, like, you can meet him. And people were like, back the truck up. What did he say?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Getting you closer to your favorite stars there.
You can smell him.
You literally could.
So you could walk up and say, hi, Shawn Mendes. You smell nice.
As you get ushered out of the Yum Center. WDJX.com. All right, feel good. Do them every single hour. Brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com.
Are you ready for a love story for the ages?
Wow. Sure.
It's a British woman that we're going to be focusing on.
All right.
She's getting married. And it's not controversial because her fiance is 91 years old and Amanda's 35.
Oh. All right.
It's not even controversial that her fiance is female.
Okay.
The controversy lies in the fact that her fiance, Lumiere, is a chandelier.
Oh, gosh.
Hello. My name's Amanda Liberty. I'm in love with chandeliers.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Hello.
And I'm making a commitment to my favorite one, Lumiere.
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 Yeah.
Okay.
Love you.
I love you. Wow.
Yeah, she kisses it.
I first fell in love with chandeliers 3 years ago.
All right. It's been a 3-year whirlwind.
I also love chandeliers in a different way.
When I walked into an antique shop and saw Luna over there looking at me.
Luna over there was giving me the eye.
I see. So yes. Amanda walks into a antique store.
That's where the love affair began.
Okay.
And then just had to rub her.
I'm sorry.
I just had to rub her? Is that what she said?
What?
And then just had to rub her.
Oh, God.
All right.
Okay.
This is getting inappropriate.
It is a little.
This is getting inappropriate.
And from then, my love for them has blossomed into something totally amazing and something I never realized or imagined could ever happen to me.
Okay Amanda, is she getting enough out of the relationship? I mean, relationships are give and take. And I feel like maybe she's giving more than the chandelier is able to give back.
And then just had to rub her.
Okay. All right. Listen, we've got a note. She was mentioning that she's loved many chandeliers in the past. She actually also had a relationship with the Statue of Liberty. So Amanda's last name used to be Whitaker, she changed it during her long distance romance with Lady Liberty. So now she's Amanda Liberty. And in these past relationships, they've been open relationships. She's been pretty honest. Like, I'm going to date around with other chandeliers.
All right.
Just hope you know. But Lumiere has caught her eye enough to now she's going to make a lifelong commitment. She's going to settle down. She acknowledges that, you know, she can't really marry the light of her life.
Okay.
If you will.
Sure.
In the traditional sense, but she still insists that their love is valid, it's real.
And then just had to rub her.
Okay, stop.
All right.
So there you go. It's a love story for the ages.
the night of the wedding.
Stop.
I just had to rub it.
Okay. All right.
All right, that's your feel good.
All right. Yeah, the feel good.
Yeah.
It's a love story.
Love story.
Yeah.
Feel good. 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Post Malone announced a tour. He is not coming to Louisville, though. At least on the first leg of his tour. Post Malone tour. I think he is coming, though. I don't even know where. I want to say he's coming to, like, he's coming to Georgia. Geez.
I was never really fully invested in this story to begin with.
Yeah.
But the fact that I'm still waiting for you to get through where Post Malone is going to be.
Where Post Malone is going?
My interest is like at an all-time all right. low.
Well, anyways. if we have tickets, we'll let you know.
Okay, great.
All right.
That'll be amazing. It's going to be a great show.
Detroit.
Oh, great. Yeah, no, we're not going to go to Detroit. Nope.
See, Sorry. I didn't think he was coming anywhere really close
to
Louisville.
Like, yeah.
And that's the thing. It's like mostly California, mostly like New York.
Great. We're not going
Texas,
there either.
Texas, Florida.
Nope.
So, yeah, like Atlanta.
Good luck with that.
And Detroit.
All right.
That's your closest Post Malone date.
Great.
All right.
All right. That was exciting.
99.7 DJX. Hey, by the way, how can you win cash in Louisville on Wednesday?
Oh, that's better.
Yeah, that's better.
That's better. I'm invested.
Coming up next, 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. So beginning this Wednesday, you could start winning some money around Louisville thanks to Breakout. You know, that shop, that store over there on kind of the East End. They're hiding money around Louisville from Wave 3.
It's a real-life treasure hunt with a pretty hefty prize. Get ready for $2,000 in cash to hit the streets of Louisville on Wednesday.
Yep, Wednesday. They're going to start hiding these little, like, cardboard boxes around town.
Natalia, there's going to be 20 $100 bills scattered across town and several hundred people all on the hunt between 5 and 8 p.m. Armed with only your cell phone and general locations, it's going to put your detective skills to the test.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, kind of cool. This Wednesday from 5 to 8 o'clock in the evening, you can kind of use your cell phone as a map to find $100 perhaps.
That's pretty
fun.
So this
is what they're going to be looking for. We're going to be placing $100 bills in each one of these.
Every half hour, coordinates of three different hiding spots will be texted right to your phone.
Yeah. So
nice.
Yeah, so they'll text it. So if you want to be a part of it, you can visit Breakout Games website or text Louisville Hunt to 31996, and you can get those updates right there on your phone and maybe even win $100 on Wednesday. So yeah.
Okay.
Kind of cool that, like that. Just dropping that on us there on Wednesday. 99.7 Ed and Justin Bieber, I don't care. 99.7 DJX. Number one song in the country right now, which, by the way, Ed Sheeran's number 6 collaborations project.
Uh-huh.
It's breaking all sorts of records for the UK.
Sure.
It has become the fastest selling release of the year so far. In England, debuted at number one on the chart. Sold 125,000 units, which, you know, in 2019, that's huge.
Yes.
That's huge.
It's a lot.
Yeah. So, Beautiful People with Khalid, that is fast approaching number one. Like I said, I Don't Care, number one song in the country right now.
When you say I Don't Care, it makes it sound like I don't care.
Listen,
that's the lyrics, song, though.
Like the lyrics of that song speak to me on a real level.
I know.
Like I'm at a party I don't want to be at.
Yes.
Like
that is Ben's life.
That is me.
Yes.
100%.
But do you come around like that? And you're like, yeah, I think we should stay. You end up having a great time. You get a couple beers. Yep.
Couple beers.
There you go.
Yeah.
And
so
you're like, I'm in it.
You can, his entire album, chock full of all sorts of collaborations from 50 Cent and Eminem. To, like I said, Khalid with Beautiful People, mm-hmm. Justin Bieber there, I Don't Care. He's got a song, was it South of the Border with Cardi B and Camila Cabello?
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I'm sure you're going to hear that on DJX very soon.
I heard that
soon.
In Florida.
Yeah, yeah, that's mm-hmm. a good one. And then the Blow with Chris Stapleton and Bruno Mars, which kind of comes out of left field.
That's unexpected.
Yeah, so a lot of stuff there. He's breaking records with his song, I Don't Care. And his album, Number 6 Collaborations Project.
Say it like that. Like, I don't care. I don't care. He's breaking records. I don't care about Ed Sheeran.
I don't care.
Whatever.
I don't care. A can we jump into this Area 51 controversy?
Please do. Did somebody just decide, all right, enough of all the rumors? Let's bust down the door and see them aliens.
Yeah, so this kind of all broke last week while we were on vacation, but there's an update. We'll explain.
Okay.
After Bozzy, 9970JX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, streaming thebenandkellyshow.com. You can always ask Alexa, launch 99.7 DJX. You can get our podcast, you can get streaming live radio, all that right there. All right, so last month, maybe you kind of heard this bubbling up under the surface. There was this Facebook page that was created called Storm Area 51, Maddie Roberts. Now it's kind of discovered who is the creator of that Facebook page, which literally invites people to storm Area 51, that top secret Air Force facility in Nevada.
He's the 20-year-old college student behind the plan to storm Area 51.
I figured that the FBI would be knocking on my door right about now, but
okay. All
yeah,
right. That's
they
Maddie.
Probably did want to have a conversation.
Can I just tell you that Maddie is wearing some sort of like costume?
Okay.
He's got, so the news catches up to Maddie, and mm-hmm. Maddie's wearing some black-robed costume.
Uh-huh.
Nobody has shown up. Nobody's tried to contact me.
Okay, yeah, no one. He's thinking at this point the FBI is going to be on his case because he started this Facebook page, Storm Area 51, where now 3 million people say they're going this event in September.
Okay.
September 20th, by the way.
Last month, Maddie Roberts launched a Facebook page he called Storm Area 51.
Uh-huh.
Let's see them aliens, it says.
Yeah, let's see them aliens!
They can't stop all of us.
That's right. But they can stop most of you.
Now 3 million people have signed up to storm the base.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So now, like, the Air Force is like, hey, guys, this is fun. But,
yeah.
You know, we are kind of charged to protect America.
Uh-huh.
And if you're going to go ahead and try to storm Area 51, we're going to defend it.
That's
going to
be a problem.
The Air Force is taking it seriously and issued this warning.
Oh, boy.
The U.S. Air Force always stands ready to protect America and its assets.
Okay. Maddie, what have you done?
Yeah.
Now, Maddie says he was just kidding.
Oh, just kidding. Just a joke,
yeah.
Guys.
Sorry. That eat bite was fake.
I don't want anybody to actually get hurt with this. It was just, it started out as just from a pure stroke of imagination. It's just meant to be funny. I want to do something cool out there now that we have a bunch of people, but I don't want anybody to get hurt.
Okay, that's respectable, Maddie. But I can't take anybody seriously who's wearing like some sort of Comic-Con sort of outfit while the news is interviewing
sure.
you.
Sure.
The Facebook page advises people if we Naruto run, we can move faster than their bullets.
Okay, you're going to have to explain what that is.
Wow.
That's a reference to a Japanese anime character who dodges bullets by running like this.
Okay, Maddie, are you gonna demonstrate for the news?
Maddie even demonstrated.
Of course
yes,
he did.
Of course he does.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
All right.
So, you know, if you saw these memes last week that were like, my mom says she can either drop us off or pick us up from Area 51. She's not going to do both. And you know exactly what it's about. It's about
Uber out there.
The September 20th scheduled Storm Area 51 event.
How many people are going to still show up? Even though dude is all like, nah, just kidding. How many people are going to show up?
Right?
There's going to be a lot of people showing up.
On September 20th?
Yeah.
So after taking a stance on the Area 51 raids, saying we'd like to be the first brand to formally announce that we will not be sponsoring the Area 51 raid, Bud Light now saying, screw it. Free Bud Light to any alien that makes it out.
Okay, so it's just, again, to the aliens, not to people.
Right, to the aliens.
They're going to offer to try to coax the alien out.
In fact, they've gone so far to say for 51,000 retweets, they'll release a special Area 51 can, and they're about halfway there.
Oh, fantastic.
There, so I know, I can't wait.
Oh, I hope they got the graphic designer on the phone.
I know.
Let's get something whipped up.
Maybe
it's going to be great.
Maybe my favorite meme is the little meme of the picture of the alien, the little small alien that says, my alien, after I've stolen him from Area 51, coming into my room saying he's thrown up in his bed. All right. Hey, we'll tweet out Maddie So you can actually see the costumed Maddie, the creator of the Area 51 storming raid.
What a great idea, Maddie. It's about time. They've been hiding them for years.
Right?
You know, it's about time they show us the aliens.
We'll tweet it out, at Ben. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, on the heels of Area 51 raid that we were just talking about on September 20th, which, you know, click interest on Facebook. There is now a petition, because obviously there's copycats, to raid the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, the okay. That's going to be a lot of travel for that day.
19,000 people have signed up to storm the Bermuda Triangle.
Same day?
They're, or
is
saying,
it a different day?
Different day.
Okay.
But they're saying, hey, that one's going to be scheduled for October 1st. So,
okay, great. Well,
September 20th, it's Area 51. October 1st, it's Bermuda Triangle.
Got some travel plans to lay out.
They're trying to raise $175,000 to provide boats and scuba gear.
Boats and scuba gear. Okay. All right. Well, this is fun. Travel.
What else are we going to do?
Feed the soul.
Feeds the soul. Yeah. Speaking of travel, do we need to get to a not Florida story? However, it sounds like a Florida story when I say beware of the meth gators.
It sounds like a cautionary tale.
It does.
A little shocked it's not out of Florida.
Straight out of Tennessee, though.
Wow.
I know. That's coming up after Billie Eilish on 99.7 DJX. Diamonds by the bolo, don't act like you my friend when I'm rolling through my hands. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. We appreciate that when you see stories like this, you think of the show. While we were on vacation last week, a bunch of listeners sent us a link to this story about a story. Well, I mean, it has very Florida qualities, Florida-like qualities to it.
But shocking that it doesn't come out of Florida?
Nope. Straight out of Tennessee about the meth gators.
Interesting warning tonight about methed up animals in North Alabama.
Okay. All right.
Methed
up
animals in Alabama?
Yeah. They're saying quit flushing your drugs down the toilet.
Officers found a man trying to flush meth and several items of paraphernalia when they arrived at a home in Lawrence County.
Uh-huh.
A post on the Loretto Police Department's page advises people not to flush your drugs.
Okay.
Okay.
And why is that?
Reading in part, if the drugs make it far enough, it could create meth gators in Shoal Creek and in the Tennessee River.
Wow.
Okay. So wait. We don't actually have the methed up gators just yet, but we could. They're creating the atmosphere that could end up in methed up gators.
And that's the last thing we need, guys.
No, we don't. We don't
need
that.
Methed up gators.
Nope.
We don't need any reptiles, animals, humans.
Yes.
On this substance.
That's bad for everybody on planet Earth.
So think about this next time you think about flushing your stuff down the toilet.
Yeah.
Wow, think about everything else you flush down the toilet.
Yeah.
Oh.
Let's stop doing that, apparently. Let's think about things we're flushing.
Where that all goes.
There's a reason why the toilet was made.
Yeah.
Let's stick to those reasons.
Yeah, for sure.
It's usually number one, number two.
All right.
Let's
so
stay
there you
in
go.
That lane.
Congratulations, because this is not a story out of Florida.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
No.
And good to know that we don't yet have the methed up gators.
Yep.
But the possibility is out there if you keep up with this bad behavior. We don't need, gators are scary enough. We don't need them even scarier.
Yeah. Don't need that.
Okay.
All right. Jonas Brothers, 99.7 DJX. We gave away some tickets to their show in Cincinnati as part of the DJX All Access Summer. Oh, look at that. Shawn Mendes, August 3rd.
With meet and greets.
Yep. All Access Summer, WDJX.com. Get in on that. Of course, he is going to be here August 3rd, KFC Yum Center with Alessia Cara.
I volunteer to escort the winners to the meet and greet if you need someone.
All right. Noted.
Just put that on the record.
All right.
Okay.
It's on the record.
Okay.
All right. Feel good. Do them every single hour. Brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com.
Should we introduce you to Dale Schroeder of Iowa?
Dale.
We're going to be talking about Dale. His friend Steve Nielsen is going to tell us all about Dale.
Dale Schroeder.
He was very quiet. Dale was shy.
Grew up poor. Never married. and worked as a carpenter for 67 years at the same Des Moines business.
He was that kind of a blue-collar, lunch-pail kind of guy.
All right, so Dale worked at the same business for 67 years. Wow.
Went to work every day, worked really hard.
All right.
Was frugal, like a lot of Iowans.
Sure.
He said, I never got the opportunity to go to college, and so I'd like to help kids go to college.
Okay, so what did Dale do?
Well, he had a secret stash of nearly $3 million, decided to create a little foundation called Dale's Kids.
Wow.
And ended up helping 33 Iowa teenagers go to college free of charge.
Get out of here.
Isn't that cool?
Wow.
One of them, her name was Kira. She said she had always dreamed of getting her degree. But she was the youngest daughter in a single parent home. College tuition was just kind of like out of the question.
Yeah.
So now she's starting her career as a therapist with zero student debt.
Look at that.
Because she's one of Dale's kids.
Oh, that is very cool.
That's so cool.
Wow.
And they said there was only one condition for all the beneficiaries.
Mm-hmm.
They just wanted them to pay it forward.
Oh, good.
So that's the only thing we want from you in return. Pay it forward. Do something nice. Do something kind for someone else.
Beneficiaries like, I don't know if I'm going to give $1 million to someone, but
didn't lay out exactly what that means.
Right.
Pay it forward,
okay.
Big and small.
All right. That works. All right, that's your feel good. 99.7 DJX. Do them every hour here on DJ. Taylor, 99.7 DJX. She kind of announced last week she's going to be a part of Cats. Live movie adaptation of the Broadway musical.
It had been out there for a while, but now we have the trailer.
Jason Derulo, James Corden, Ian McKellen, Judy Dench. There's a bunch of stars.
Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah, signed on to do the Broadway classic out December 20th. I don't know anything about the actual musical.
No, I know.
It had been on Broadway for
forever.
Like 30 years.
Yeah.
It was insane.
I knew it existed, but I know nothing about the plot. And if I'm learning anything about the plot from watching the trailer, it's weird.
Yeah, it looks like one of the cats gets to leave his buddies there on the street to live a fancy life.
Her buddies.
Her buddies. I don't know.
Yeah.
So anyways.
I don't know. It looks weird and a little creepy.
Yeah, you can see the trailer in all its glory up at WDGX.com.
I don't know how to feel.
I've never seen the musical. I mean, not for lack of an opportunity. I think it even came through the Kentucky Center.
I am going to say that the only thing, this is the extent of my knowledge. I've heard of the saying, I laughed, I cried, it was better than Cats. That's all I know. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Is that an insult? I'm not sure.
I don't know. Anyways, Taylor Swift, a part of the cast there of Cats trailer, WDJX.com. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. To no surprise, or to the surprise of no one, the number one movie over the weekend at the box office, The Lion King, won the box office, $185 million in the United States and Canada. Biggest domestic launch ever for a PG-rated film. So there you go. Opening ever.
I saw it. There are mixed reviews. I understand why.
All right.
Because it's like...
You said it was exactly like the...
It's not any different.
Animated version.
Yeah. It was kind of like we were like, well, okay, why did they do that?
Okay.
There's one new song, and it doesn't necessarily super add to it.
All right, so Kelly's not impressed.
I wasn't, to be honest.
You need to come harder at Kelly.
I didn't think it was necessary.
Disney, you hear... You need to come harder at Kelly.
I feel like the original animated was great. Let's just let that live.
But the big news, Avatar went down.
Yeah.
Avatar's done.
Yeah.
As the 10-year reigning box office champion, had $2.789 billion in earnings over 10 years. Disney and Marvel's Avengers Endgame dethroned the Avatar.
You knew it was going to happen. Do you have FOMO yet?
I don't.
Fear of missing out?
I don't
care. You haven't seen it yet?
I don't.
Planet Earth has seen it multiple times. You haven't seen it.
So here's an interesting thing. Hunter texts us. Now, I don't know any, like, I'm just taking Hunter's text as gospel because I'm not going to research it myself.
Sure. We never do. you lay a fact on us, we're going to believe you.
Right. Yeah. Hunter brings up a question. Did Avatar have to be re-released to get that number? Hashtag just saying with 6 minutes of never before seen footage, kind of like the Avengers Endgame did. Also, Hunter says, So it sounds like Hunter's on the Avatar bandwagon, not necessarily like, on the Avengers Endgame bandwagon.
But I feel like it was, wasn't it? Re-released? I thought it was.
Of Avatar?
Yeah, I thought it was.
I don't know. And then also says, hey, does it account for inflation? Avatar still beats Avengers by a lot if you're calculating the 2008 when Avatar was released to 2019 when Avengers Endgame was re-released. Avatar would have made about $3.3 billion
so
if it were calculated in 2019
ticket
dollars.
Prices are higher now, which accounts for the higher dollar amount.
All right. I mean, I guess that can be taken into account, but dollar for dollar. Avengers Endgame.
Very upset. I know. For Avatar.
Maybe.
Someone feels very upset.
Maybe Hunter is James Cameron's like nephew and is like,
Could be.
I need some of this money.
But can we just say, you pointed out earlier that maybe Avatar had unseated Titanic, which was also directed by James Cameron. So let's just go ahead and acknowledge James Cameron living his best life still. He's fine.
Yeah. So there you go. Number one movie over the week or over the weekend is The Lion King. But the number one movie of all time is now the Avengers Endgame. Which Comic-Con released a whole bunch of more Avengers and Marvel information. Which
it's insane.
We can't get into right now because there's too much to cover.
A couple big ones you need to know about, though. Black Widow, origin story, and another Thor movie coming at you.
All right, I can't wait.
I know, right?
I can't wait.
No, you're just, that's fake enthusiasm.
You're right.
I'm upset. It's 99.7 DJX.
Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Good morning. Today, it's going to be a little bit cooler than it has the past several days. Only a high of 79, so that's pretty cool. Launching into a week of temperatures that are pretty mild for the end of July.
Yeah.
Highs only in the low to mid 80s.
Supposed to be really nice tomorrow.
Yeah, so
sunny,
enjoy
less
that.
Humid, yeah.
Got a message from Linda, who says, got to sleep in this morning. Woke up to go seahorse, go seahorse. Oh, I'm like, what is happening? Yeah, I mean, it all kind of happened and spiraled out of control because of Nate, who had texted us this morning and said that he was at the aquarium and saw the seahorses and then realized that the males actually give birth to the kids there. Yeah,
which, and thought of us.
Yeah, what thought of us, which led to another listener texting and saying, hey, have you ever seen the Octonauts version of the seahorses?
They cover all that.
Yep.
The Creature Report.
That's right.
We learned so many things.
So many things about the seahorse.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
There's a lot of learning. And then we went on the YouTubes and we saw things.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, it was way more romantic than I ever expected. Like, they're all face to face.
Yeah, and it's a hashtag big hole.
Oh my God. The seahorse, the seahorse, the seahorse. Yeah, I mean, he does. He's got to receive eggs.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a large opening.
You can kind of see what we were talking about. We got it posted Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show.
And at WDJX.com. Lately, I
will go. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. If you are thinking about or getting married, the ultimatebridalservices.com summer bridal show presented by DJX and Louisville Bride. Coming up August 11th. 12:30 to 4, Brown and Williamson Club, Cardinal Stadium there. And pre-register if you're a bride, ultimatebridalservices.com.
I'll be out there. I always am.
Yep, always am.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of leads us to another story of love between Amanda. She's 35 and her 91-year-old fiance.
Yes. She's British.
Yeah, she's British. And that's not the weird thing.
No.
The age difference.
No. It's not even the fact that her fiance is female.
Female, and they met at an antique store.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Hello, my name's Amanda Liberty.
Okay, Amanda Liberty. All right.
I'm in love with chandeliers.
I'm sorry.
I'm in love with chandeliers, as in the sparkly, crystally
thing that
light
hangs
fixtures
from your ceiling.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay.
The same.
And I'm making a commitment to my favorite one, Lumiere.
Okay.
Oh, Lumiere.
So she has decided, Amanda. 35.
Which Lumiere is a female.
A female 91-year-old chandelier.
Okay.
That she's named. They're going to get married.
Love you.
Oh.
Love you.
Oh, okay.
It's a lot of kissing.
I first fell in love with chandeliers 3 years ago.
There it is, 3 years ago.
They're pretty.
She started on her journey.
Okay.
When I walked into an antique shop and saw Luna over there looking at me.
Oh, Luna. Luna was giving her the eyes. Like, that chandelier is flirting with me.
All right, so what is she going to do to that chandelier?
And I just had to have her.
I'm sorry, back the truck up. Did she just say what I think she said? She's rubbing the chandelier.
And I just had to rub it.
Okay. Yes, yeah, that's exactly what she said.
Amanda.
That's exactly what she said.
Listen,
wow.
You rub, you buy. Are you going to purchase that one?
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. As we've kind of put on display every single Wednesday, love finds its way.
Listen, let's be honest. Can we tell her backstory a little bit? It's not the first time she's went down this road. She's had an open relationship with several chandeliers. But before that, she had a long-distance love affair, romance, if you will, with none other than the Statue of Liberty, which is how she took her last name, Amanda Liberty. She used to be Amanda Whitaker, but when she, you know, fell in love with Lady Liberty, she decided to take her last name.
And then just had to rub her.
Okay. It's a lot. It's a lot going on. Now, she says she knows she can't really marry Lumiere in the traditional sense, but it's still valid. Still valid love.
So there
love.
You go. The story of Amanda.
Okay.
And Lumiere, who we might suggest going to the ultimatebridalservices.com summer bridal show.
Maybe Amanda can go find the cake and the caterers, even plan the honeymoon.
Plan the wedding night.
Hopefully.
I just had to rub it.
Yeah, there you go.
Hopefully there's a place where she can plug in Lumiere.
There you go. Okay.
All right.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Love always finds a way.
It really does. And you thought Florida wouldn't make the show at all today. Oh, you'd be wrong.
Oh, wow. We were just saving it.
Yeah, sure.
Saving it.
Yeah, quick little Florida story for you coming up here in just a few on 99.
I can't have you.
Shawn Mendes, 99.7 DJX, part of the DJX All Access Summer, brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. And Shawn Mendes coming to the Yum Center on August 3rd. We've got tickets. We got a chance for you to meet him. WDJX.com. Pretty cool. You see where Shawn Mendes slid into one of his fans' DMs?
Yeah, why?
So she had photoshopped a butterfly tattoo on his arm.
Okay.
And he was like, yo, that's kind of cool. How'd you do that? And so he literally liked the photo, then DM'd her to ask her that question. And she was like, oh, it's this app. I'll show you. And so he was like, oh, very cool. And so then he started following her.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Just kind of a quick like, hey, that's actually kind of cool. How'd you do that?
And now, like, is he going to go get the tattoo for reals?
No clue.
Okay, he probably should.
But yeah, a little butterfly tattoo that was photoshopped on his arm was the reason why he decided to dive into the DM of one of his fans.
All right.
So, hey, if he shows up at Louisville with a butterfly tattoo, you'll know. You'll know.
I'm very skilled with a Sharpie. I can make that happen.
No, you do rocket ships, and that's about it.
I do. On foreheads, I feel like I can do a butterfly. It's going to be a lot easier. The degree of difficulty on the forehead rocket ship
is easier than that of a butterfly.
No, that's way more. Because if I'm going to be paying attention to detail, it's a little bit more difficult than a butterfly. I can do a butterfly.
Kelly, you rarely pay attention to detail for anything.
Well, I know that is not true. I'm very detail-oriented, especially when it comes to my art.
Your art.
My art.
All right.
Do you want me to practice on your face?
Absolutely not.
There's some real estate right there I could take up.
So Shawn Mendes, August 3rd, you can win tickets and you can also meet him, WDJX.com.
I'm going to work on my design.
All right, you do that. Shawn Mendes now, Florida making the show next.
A rocket ship butterfly.
Rocket ship butterfly. It's the next thing. Sam Smith there, 99.7 DJX, just released some new music, so I'm sure you'll be hearing that soon here on 99.7 DJX.
I've got it up for you at WDJX.com. He's voguing. Like, if you are not used to seeing, Sam Smith is dancing. He's doing choreography.
Wow.
And voguing. And dreaming of Mariah Carey. And Mariah's all like, that's awesome. Super glad. Am I the inspiration? For your new music?
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. So new Sam Smith there. Coming soon here on 99.7 DJX. All right, to Florida we go. We talk about Florida from time to time, mainly like every day, just because weird random things happen in the state of Florida. Mm-hmm. This one, a quick one.
A fight broke out at a Florida Five Guys restaurant on Wednesday involving, you guessed it.
Oh. Florida Five Guys arrest?
Okay.
Involving how many people?
Uh-huh. Five guys.
Ah! The irony not lost on the police department.
The Stuart Police Department says it involved three juveniles and two adults. Mm-hmm. They were booked into the Martin County Jail, but no word on what started the fight.
Yeah, there was some trash talking and cup throwing in that, but they actually posted on a Facebook page. Can you guess how many guys were arrested at this location on Wednesday?
It's kind of perfect.
Yeah.
Five guys.
Yeah, there you go. All right, quick Florida story.
Did they get free burgers? Did they get free burgers?
Are you talking about the police?
No. The suspects.
So wait, are you asking, did the five people who got arrested at a Florida Five Guys
maybe the five guys, like,
you're saying
burger joint should be like, hey
here's some free product, thank you so much for getting in a fight in my restaurant,
here's a burger.
Kelly, sometimes your mind just kind of,
you're gonna be hungry on your way to jail,
takes me in a direction that I'm not exactly sure I was ready to go.
Maybe it seemed like the perfect, like, promotional partnership. I don't know.
Okay, Florida making the show. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. A lot of stuff to win up on our website at WDJX.com. Click on the win tab and you can see everything from Shawn Mendes tickets and a chance to meet him with the DJX All Access Summer to free Grater's ice cream. Whoa. To free Wendy's, all to all that. Sorts of free stuff there.
Yum, yum.
Up at the website, WDJX.com. All right, feel good. Do them every single hour here. Brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysBar.com. Kelly K.
Can we acknowledge Keanu Reeves proving once again he is one of the nicest guys in Hollywood?
Yeah, he's kind of like taking that like baton and run with it.
He's the internet's boyfriend for many good reasons. The latest being he was in Louisiana. They're shooting Bill and Ted Face the Music, the new Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure movie.
Sure.
Which is kind of fantastic in and of itself. So he's on his way to the set with the director, happens to notice a yard sign that says, "You're breathtaking."
Okay.
He notices that is meant for him because it references a viral moment that happened a month ago when he was at the E3 conference announcing his part in a game, Cyberpunk, and somebody gotcha. In the audience was like, "You're breathtaking." He's like, "You're breathtaking."
Right.
So he decides to stop and write a little message on the sign. And then take pictures with the homeowners.
Oh, wow.
And the director got it all on film, took the pictures, put it up on the Twitter so that we could hear about it.
That's nice.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, very
He's
cool.
He's just so cool.
Yeah, Keanu Reeves definitely has become that guy.
He's got cool points. And you can see it all up at WDJX.com.
All right, that's Feel Good. Do them every hour here. Brought to you by Ray's Ford on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, start of Louisville Burger Week, $5 burgers all around town. I'm all about that.
OMG, where am I going?
An opportunity for you to explore some of the fantastic foodie stops here in this great 502 city of Louisville.
I love it. I want those burgers in my mouth.
Also, they are pairing up with Goodwood Beer and Cooper's Craft Bourbon. Sweet. For some specialties there.
That can't be wrong.
But yeah, everything from our friends over at Aloft.
Yeah.
Celebrating Burgers Week.
Hey, if any of these participating burger joints want to drop by a few burgers, we'd be happy to try them.
Butchertown Social. Bubba's 33. We've had burgers from there. That's yes. pretty good.
Yes, we have.
Drake St. Matthews jumping in on that. Bob, our friend over there.
Hey, Bob. Is this thing on? Hello. Yes.
O'Shea's Irish Pub.
Yes.
I had no idea they were a burger place, but look at that.
Yeah, burgers.
$5 burgers. So that's pretty cool.
Just, you know, portion in the interest of quality control, we should probably try some.
Yeah, a portion of the proceeds are going to go to support Dare to Care, so that's kind of cool,
nice.
too. Nice. All right.
You're eating burgers for a good cause at a great price.
Yeah, that's all this week. $5 burgers.
Can we make Burger Week like every week? That'd be amazing.
It can be if you have enough gusto.
Gusto. Thank you for using a gentle term. I thought you were going to like bust into Fatty McButterpants or something.
Oh, all right. All right. Yeah, Louisville Burger Week. Enjoy that. WDJX.com. You can see the entire... 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You see where 7-Eleven jumped in and is pledging $7,111 to the kid that was born on July 11th, weighing 7 pounds and 11 ounces.
Nice.
Right?
That's a way to step up.
Right?
Yeah.
A lucky baby girl was born at St. Mary's Hospital. Baby Jamie was born yesterday, 7-Eleven, at 7-Eleven p.m., and weighed 7 pounds, 11 ounces.
I mean, there's a lot of 7-Eleven there, and so 7-Eleven was like, hey, yeah,
we'll... It's only natural to step up to the plate.
Yeah, we'll give you $7,111 to go towards college or whatever you want.
That's
awesome. Yeah, for sure there. So, kind of cool there. 7-Eleven. Are there 7-Elevens here?
Yes.
There are, right?
Southern Indiana.
Okay. All right.
For sure.
All right. I see you. Billie Eilish, 99.7. I'm a sucker for you. 99.7. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Back from vacation. First day back. You guys didn't stay at an Airbnb when you were on vacation, right?
No, we have a friend that owns a condo in Destin. We always stay there. It's very nice.
Yeah, I didn't stay at an Airbnb either. But this one kind of note from an Airbnb to its occupant is kind of going viral on Twitter.
They had instructions pretty specific for the condition that they wanted the, the room, the apartment to stay in. So the rules mostly asked for the bathroom user to kind of keep the space dry, including using the sink without splashing the mirror, use a bath mat when taking a shower, or using the sink and to squeegee the shower after you use it, as well as use a special towel to dry the inside of the shower. Have you ever dried a shower?
Not for mildew.
Wait, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Like when you go and stay somewhere else?
Yeah, my mom.
Okay.
My mom always does it.
Wow. And then that
this
one,
could be written by my mom. Okay. I mean, keep going.
It might be, because then it gets real when it talks about using the toilet.
Sure.
I quote, "The purpose of the toilet brush is to remove any signs of your passenger of whatever color from inside the toilet, above and below the waterline, from the toilet rim, and from the underside of the toilet seat."
Are they using number two as passenger? Is that what they're describing it as?
I feel like, yeah.
All right.
"The use of the toilet brush is not optional. Please make sure you do not leave any traces of your passage."
Really?
"And men, you are supposed to sit down for the number one or the number two.
When we go tinkle?
Either way, you're sitting down."
So this is Airbnb. Obviously, this person's been burned.
Oh, yeah.
This person has had some occupants in their Airbnb that have not followed these instructions. Because
maybe,
we always say that the reason there are warnings and the reason there are rules is because people have not done it that way.
This is real detailed, though.
Yeah.
This is real specific.
Like I said,
and of course, they put it up on Twitter because they noticed this is really excessive.
Yeah, like I said, it could be written by my mom.
Okay.
All right, there you go. All right, a lot of stuff to check out on the podcast today. Everything from seahorses. Go seahorse, go
seahorse, go seahorse. So much learning.
Yeah.
So much.
All that up there. WDJX.com. Guys, have